toward sustainability.
Hi, I'm Sam. I'm a French guy here in Oroville, and I'm working presently in Debenham School, and I have a diesel bullet which I make run with oil. So maybe I will just tell how it came that I started to work with oil. Because in France I didn't use much, I had a car but I didn't use it much. I preferred the bus and common transport. But my mother was using a diesel car, and she discovered one day that she could use oil. And so we had a lot of friends that were running restaurants. So she was going to take all of the restaurants to recycle it and to use it. So I got interested into that because it was an alternative energy, and it was kind of interesting. And especially in France, it's forbidden to use it. When I arrived here in Oroville, I started to cycle because I didn't want to use motorbike, and because here many people are using motorbikes. At some point, I had some trouble because here the heat is a bit disturbing and the humidity also. So finally, I had to get a motorbike, but I was not happy with the solution. And I came to know that here in India we have something very interesting, which is called a bullet diesel. It's a motorbike, but that uses a diesel engine. So it came to my mind that okay, oil and diesel. I mean, diesel oil is to replace diesel. So why not to try to use this for a motorbike? No. So after 1 year to look for a diesel motorbike, I found one finally, and I went to see few friends that I knew. Dominic, who is German, and that he had the diesel bullet for years and years, and he was, I think, the first year to use oil with diesel bullet, and he made it run for maybe four years. So after speaking with him, to know his knowledge and to know what he did about that, I went to see another person. He was making pongami oil. So he was taking the pongami trees, which is kind of palm tree, and making oil with it. And he was selling it, just the price of the span, to the people willing to use oil for their diesel engine. So I made my own experiment with my diesel bullet, and I tried many things actually. The problem is that the diesel bullet, the new model, you can only use 25% or 30% of oil in the engine, otherwise it doesn't start, and this is a big problem. I tried different things. I tried to include some petrol in the oil, and I reached the stage where I could use 80% of, I think, of oil with 1% of petrol, which is at least better. But still, after some point, you can't start it. The problem is that the diesel bullet, actually, it's very hard to start. It's not like a petrol bike where you just have to kick and it starts. Here you need to find a momentum because there is not a direct explosion. It's the compression that will make the explosion, and it's quite hard. I know that there are few bullets here that are able to use 100% oil, but they are very rare. I mean, it's the very, very old model, and they were able to accept anything. And there was a second problem is that the person that made the oil stopped to make it because nobody was using it. I mean, Dominic stopped to use his diesel bike to cycle only, which is a better alternative, I think. And I was the only one to use diesel bike, actually. So they stopped. So the only solution that I found is to use restaurant oil, which is definitely the best solution because the oil is already heated, so the fluidity is better and it can burn better. So I stopped to use oil for my diesel because of these problems. I didn't find anyone able to give me oil. And there is another problem. If I buy in the shop, for example, sunflower oil, first of all, it's very expensive. But this is not a problem for me. I mean, I should know what I want, no? But the second problem is that you use plastic bottle every time. For 1 liter, you can only buy 1 liter. And after that, for me, oil in the engine are not a solution, because if everybody is using oil, we'll have to produce more plants, more vegetables to make them. But it's not working, and because it can be bio, it can't be, because it's not going fast enough, in the mind of the people, and it's not producing enough. So you will have to use OGM. And it's not a good solution, definitely.
Do you know if there's some project for the future in Auroville?
I think it's a bit abandoned now. I know that it will be used for some purpose, like solar kitchen, and I think visitor center. They use their cooking oil for the generators. And I think other restaurants will do like this. Or otherwise, the car, as much as I know, they are still using... even if they are all diesel here, they are still using
normal
gas oil. Yeah, maybe because they are not aware about the possibility. It's also something. I know that some generator plan to be working with some kind of oil, but it's a project that started 1 or 2 years ago, and I didn't hear about that anymore. So it's kind of abandon, you know, it's like we forget about this solution and we try to find another solution. Yeah. I know that many people are using now electrical bike, and it seems that it's a solution that most of the people like. And here we don't have much car in Auroville, for example. I speak only of Auroville because outside we can't do anything. No? I mean, right now we can't do anything. But for the taxi, for example, I know that the first step will be just the sharing of the taxi, which is already something huge for here. I mean, when you go to Chennai to take an airplane, sometimes you have 3 taxis there waiting for 1 person each time. And it's something so silly, or sometimes it's just to make money. I don't know about that yet. But I don't understand this way of thinking, which is far beyond of using different energies to run the car. I think once the first step will be made to have a common thing, you can speak about alternative energy. There is one here taxi company that does it. I mean, to share taxis, Unity Transport Service, they start to share the taxis and to not send many taxis at the same time, which is already something huge in Auroville. It's the only taxi company that does that here.
Yeah.
And maybe after that, you can show them that, look, you could use other things. But how? As I said, the oil here, the oil, you can use it from the restaurants, but they use it so many times that you can't use it at the end. So maybe to find a solution to buy from the restaurant before they use it too much. I don't know how to manage that. But yeah, it could be interesting to just push the...
To start thinking seriously at this problem.
Yeah, definitely.
Towards sustainability.